Herman Mashaba, the founder and leader of Action SA, had a press conference today. I had a look through the members of parliament, and it was interesting to note that his name was not among them, among the six from Action SA that are going there. Immediate suggestion was, oh my goodness, is Herman retiring, going back to business? Well, that's not the case. As you can see, he's still wearing his regalia, but we'll find out more about his future in a moment. So there we go, Herman. I saw the information this morning on the IEC website that has been handed over apparently by the Chief to the Chief Justice. So we'll have new parliamentarians, 400 of them. Interestingly, you might not know this because I've just done all the number crunching, but there are 12 of the parliamentarians who are in their 20s, including one young lady who's 20 years old. So she's going to get 100,000 rand a month. Eesh, that's a dream come true. And then there are 11 who are in their 70s, including the leaders of the ACDP, the ANC, and Good Party. Isn't that interesting? So you've got the oldies and the newies and the youngies, but no Mashabas in there. Not a single Mashaba, and certainly not you. Why aren't you going to Parliament, and what's the future for you and Action SA?
I think, first of all, thank you, as always, Alec, for this great opportunity to have a chat with you. You know, I tell you, like everybody else, this electoral outcome shocked everyone. No one really expected this. This MK matter and the drop of the ANC to this level, no one could ever have imagined. And I think for us as Action SA, we expected to do much better than we did. But it is what it is. And as much as I've always been clear that there were some deficiencies with IEC, but our view as Action SA is that, you know what, let's move forward. ANC is, this country is safer from ANC dominance. That is behind us. I think that is what we need to really focus on. And when I was with Senate, we looked at the six members of parliament. I then said to the chaps, I've got a problem. One of my biggest fear, and I raised this today in the press conference, that one of my biggest fears of this outcome is identity politics. I don't know if you did a study, Alec, to see how people voted. Worse than even now, HF group wanted to divide us. We divided ourselves voluntarily and going to an extent of Zuma bringing in a tribal mix into the whole thing. You look at ANC, MK, and EFF exclusively voted black voters. DA also the same thing to a large extent, white English speaking. Freedom Front Plus, and then McKinsey Factor, And I'm saying, my goodness, this is not the kind of South Africa I envisaged in 1994 when I voted for Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu spoke so eloquently of the Rainbow Nation. I said, my goodness, our country is so, I knew the last few years I've always articulated that we are more divided than we were pre-1994. But not actually where we are actually accepting and dividing ourselves and putting ourselves in this life. I said, I need to do something, and I'm not running away from my country. I think I need to find a way for South Africans to understand that this identity politics will destroy us as a nation. But for me to go to Parliament, to go and serve in portfolio committees and so forth, I strongly believe I can do a much better job being outside with now having official representation in Parliament. And if you look at the six people we've assigned to go to Parliament, real stars, led by Atul Tolip with the parliamentary experience, we said, guys, you go out and are committed even today to the media that one thing that I want our six representatives to do, they are not going to Parliament to represent Action SA. They are going to Parliament to represent the people of South Africa. Are committed to the media that every 3 months, I'm going to call a press conference where that's going to last an hour, two or three or 6 hours. I want each one of them to give us a report of what role they are playing in Parliament so that they are held accountable, not by people of South Africa. So all of them have agreed to this. As you go there, you must know you're not going to be accountable to yourself. You're going to be accountable to the people of South Africa. And you guys, as the media, Alec, you can hold them accountable. They can all the time report to people of South Africa. But then it frees me on ensuring that I go back to the drawing board to ensure that I find a way to unite the South Africans to understand we're in a very, very difficult situation. Our survival is dependent on us around rallying behind one flag. And that's what I'm going to be doing. In fact, I'm going to be doing more. I have an option. I can opt to leave this country and go live somewhere else. I'm not going anywhere. So I'm still giving it my best shot with this job that I hate, a tough job, but it's a rewarding job. I'm going to use my privileged position because for me, it's not about going to earn R1 million in Parliament. Being in an ordinary parliamentarian, it's the last thing in the world. Fortunate enough, the party doesn't pay me, so I'm not going to, by not going to Parliament, I'm not going to be a financial liability to the party because they must pay me, unlike all the other political leaders. That's why they go to Parliament. I said I'm in that fortunate position that I can still lead this party without the party ever having to worry about the financial implications of caring.
From your perspective, and you are a businessman, in that you to be in business, you have to be realistic. You underperformed significantly, not just on where you expected, but from what happened at the local elections. So when you talk about rebuilding, what does that entail? Where do you begin, and how are you going to be spending your time, given that you've been spending you've expended a lot of effort and energy already in the run-up to this election without the desired effect?
Yeah, well I think, Alec, show me any party outside MK that did well. A little bit of, the only two parties that MK did very well, I mean, surpassed all the expectations. And Gayton can just be happy that he grew a little bit, but he can still celebrate. But everyone else, it was bloodbath. We did not really see this MK effect because when we were doing our work and so forth, unfortunately, Zuma, I don't know who funded him because he never declared ever since they formed this political party. I'm sure you're aware. They've not declared their source of income, which is against the law. So that's why we couldn't really see them, So but one thing for sure for us as Action SA, we accept. Last week this time, Action SA did not have representation in national government. Action SA did not have representation in provincial structures. We are now represented at national government. We are now represented in three provinces, including now the municipalities. So for us, it's a question of saying, yes, I wanted to achieve this, but I had no representation. I've got six members of parliament next to when to be Sony. So when I talk about the issues, I'm going to be talking about issues being represented. So I cannot really take that as a favor, but is that what I wanted? I would have wanted to perform much better. And obviously, as a businessman or as a politician, whatever you like to call me, there is no way I'm going to share my strategies of what I need to do right now. You will just see the results. But I can't really share those strategies now in public that people can take advantage. But I think I need to go to the drawing board. Like it happens in mm-hmm. business, from time to time, you miss your whatever, and you go and regroup. And so that's really what we need to do. There's a Zoom effect at play at the moment in South African political landscape.
There's no doubt that your fans are going to be very excited that you have not stepped away. I guess no one would have blamed you. You've put a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of energy into it, and you do have alternatives. But I love your energy, and I'm sure people are going to be very excited to see that Herman Mashaba is not walking away from the fight. He's going to remain a man in the arena, even though you're a little bit bloodied and unbowed. Dust yourself off and keep going. What about Michael Beaumont? Tell me about Michael, because he's your national chairperson. He's also not going to parliament, but I did see that he was on the list for the Gauteng legislature.
I spoke to Michael this last night and this morning. We finalized that he's not going to even the province, because I really need Michael. Michael is my machine. Michael is my machine, and he has graciously accepted not to even go to the province, and it showed that it shows that he works with me. So, and I'm glad that I proposed this to him yesterday, and just needed to consult with his family and so forth. And I'm so proud of him this morning. He came back and says, "Herman, I actually buy into what you're doing. I'm glad that you've got confidence in me." And I do have confidence, Michael. Michael, it's a walking machine. I can't do without him. So I'll have that resource, that excellent resource at my disposal to ensure that we regroup. And Alec, I'm sure you heard of pulling out of the MPC in the press conference. Yeah. Alec, remember from day one when we launched Action SA, we made it clear that we're not going to work with the ANC. And when the MPC was formed, we agreed in front of this nation that we will not work with the ANC. Will not entertain the negotiations with the ANC. And luckily, we also included a clause that MPC will cease to exist if all of us agree that we collapse it, or any other party after the elections, if you want to walk, just resign. And we were disappointed last week to learn other parties already in negotiations with the ANC. And they call a meeting with us on Saturday, Alec, and not really say anything. And these are people who are in breach of the agreement. And I'm sure you know me, I don't really work like this. And I don't have a problem people changing their minds. I mean, you've got a right to change your mind. But you cannot really be in breach of the agreement and you refuse to correct it. So that's why we said, if this is how these people are working, we out, and serve them with a notice of our termination of our relationship with them, so that they know we out. Because if they thought they betrayed us, Alec, I just want them to know that they did not betray us. They betrayed the South African people, because they went on a massive campaigning on the basis of the agreement that they signed with us in the multi-party charter. And they campaigned on saying to people of South Africa that they'll never work with the ANC. And right now, looking at the outcome, it's understandable people can change, because of, honestly, we've got to do everything possible to avoid MK. No one doubts that. But if you then have to negotiate, you start to talking to the ANC, then resign from the MPC or call for the dissolution. But you can't expect us, we have an agreement and we must all be in breach and are prepared to live with us. I don't live, honestly, I don't conduct life in that manner, and I will never accept anyone to compromise me to operate that way. I think ethical leadership is it's prime to me. That is why some people call me tough and stubborn. If it means you call me stubborn for calling for this, Alec, I'm happy then to be stubborn. I will live many... with my stubbornness because it's principle.
in many of our conversations, you've said this is a brutal job. This is a terrible job, the job that you're doing. But now you're signing up for another 5 years to do this brutal, terrible job. Why? Surely, if you're not loving it and not enjoying it, or is it not quite so bad?
But it's a reward. Alec, tell me, or you want me at? I can pick up and when buy a house in Florida. that's actually that's what I said at the press conference. I have that opportunity. I can go if I go anywhere else in the world. I'll go and buy a house in a golf estate and visit my family twice a year, play golf, drink myself to death until I'll end up in a mental institution. And I strongly believe that God will punish me. So I think as much as this is a brutal job, I believe personally, and I'm not imposing this on anybody else, I'm imposing this on myself to say, Herman, this country has been good to you. You're in a privileged position. You can afford to work for the party without paying you. You can work for the party, putting money into the party, into this, to save the country. You don't want your grandchildren to live in a divided nation that is refusing to coexist. I don't want to live like that. So if I don't do this job, honestly, that means I must pack and go. But I know God will punish me. And I love this country. And I'm prepared, honestly, I'm 64. I'll be turning 65 in August. And 40 years of my life, or 65 years, 64 of my life, honestly, life has been good to me. As much as I was born and brought up in poverty, I know to sleep without having anything to eat. I know how to go to school in winter without shoes. I know how to be punished at school because my mother could not pay my 25-cent school fees. But I look at the age of 22, I turned my fortunes around using commerce. And I was handsomely rewarded. And now, rewarded by this country. Now, for anybody to expect me, I must say, Herman, you are a brilliant businessman. To hell with the South Africans. They don't want to unite. Leave them because they're going to kill each other in years to come. I'm saying no. I'm prepared to pay the ultimate price of doing everything for South Africans to understand. Please, South Africans, we can't live in an identity a society. Desmond Tutu echoed it so well by this term of the Rainbow Nation. We need the Rainbow Nation, and I'm going to do everything possible to create a Rainbow Nation. Will I succeed? Alec, I would have tried. And I can tell you in terms of that I will sleep without food, but I'll have no house or I'll owe people. That is not going to happen. So I think leaving this country is not an option.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure many people will give you a double thumbs up for that. But Herman, this time that you've spent in politics, you're well connected. You listen to people. You get lots of information coming through. How do you think the rest of South Africa is going to appear politically in 2 weeks' time? In other words, when these parties have made their decisions and set themselves up for the kind of power play they're going to have. You clearly are not interested in getting involved in any of that, certainly not this time around. Watch out in 5 years' time, I guess, is the message I'm getting from you. But how do you see this all developing over the next couple of weeks?
Well, the first hurdle we need to pass, Alec, is the formation of a coalition government without MK. We're not part of this. I hope and pray that that materializes. If political parties involved can take their egos aside and negotiate, putting South Africa first. That's really what I'm hoping that they can achieve. So that's the first hurdle we need to pass. Because, Alec, if we fail to do this, and we have the ANC grouping going the Zuma faction side, I don't know. You don't be surprised if I talk to you a week later and says, Alec, we've got problems that I believe are unsurmountable. Perhaps I've got to really rethink my own personal future. So that is something that scares the hell out of me. I'm really scared. But looking at these political parties that must negotiate, I don't know how they're going to negotiate, because these are dishonest people by nature. They are politicians, which is very unfortunate. No one is going to go there to negotiate in good faith. So that puts the whole country at risk. I'm nervous. And unfortunately, because I'm not party to those, I'm going to pray for them that they can find a middle ground that can work cut the MK out, because MK into this mix. Ask yourself, have you spoken to any one of the MK people to understand what this party stands for? People who voted for them, they don't know. They just voted for Jacob Zuma. So, I mean, how on earth in a democratic environment are people voting for a political party which they don't know what it stands for? Even the party itself, they don't know what they stand for. So what they stand for, it's actually quite scary, because the only thing that they've been vocal about is the change of constitution, do away with constitutional democracy, do away with the constitutional court, so that the ultimate power lies with them as politicians, so they can do as they please. You can't take them to court. Then Alec, if that is the case, I'm sure God will understand if I say, look, this country is not for me.
I don't think you'll be alone on that one, Herman. I don't think you'll be alone. Herman Mashaba is the founder and leader of Action SA, certainly not leaving the arena, as we've heard. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.